that we know.
Hi, everyone. We're going to get started on the floor and then take a few pictures from, a few questions from Zoom. Please raise your hand if you have a question. Yeah, you can sit wherever. Yeah. Elias, please go ahead.
Hey, Bev.
Hey.
How's your voice tonight?
Do you know what? I found it. I think the crowd helped me, but I found it when I really needed it, so that was good.
Congratulations. Another goal achieved. You guys are going back to the Olympics. We're going to talk about adversity to face you face tonight, you know, conceding that early goal and then bouncing back and then just turned out to be an incredible game tonight.
Yeah, I think it's your fear. I think what happened to us in Australia, that early goal, you could see it almost, the flashback, so close from when we had that game. And I said to the group, you know, we've come from being on the bottom of the floor. It wasn't a given that you'd come in and do what you did. You know, Jamaica are a great team. Faced adversity, and I think everybody's put every ounce in to make sure that we got over the line. I thought we rid the storm, and we've talked about that a lot as a group, and you're right, I think like as the game got in, we settled more and more and looked better.
Right. Hey, Bev. Hey. Sharina, I'm at CBC Sports. You've been to the Olympics before. You've done this. How does this feel different to you?
I think I went into the Olympics fresh. You know, fresh off the boat and a nine-month sprint, if that, into the Olympics. I think I've been on a journey now with a group of players who've had the ultimate high, probably had the ultimate low, and then I've seen them come out swinging. And I think, as a coach, I said to them before that, yeah, you might play good football, you might not, but the bit that inspires me about the group is character, fight, hard work, working for the person next to you. And I think that's what inspires Canadians about this team, and probably that was what was lacking at times in that World Cup. So for me, the players, the staff have worked incredibly hard. I think, must say to the staff, 6 weeks ago, I don't know how long it was, but we've lived, we've slept, I've ran and thought about this game from the minute that World Cup ended. So everybody's put a real shift in, players and staff, to do whatever we could to turn this around.
No coach wants to concede a goal, but given the nature of how the team responded to conceding that goal, because the goal kind of came a little bit out of nowhere,
yeah,
and it was such a stunner, is it almost more rewarding than if you coasted to a 1-0 win?
Yes.
So it's like you faced a real test there.
Yeah, and that's character. That moment happened to us. You know, it happened to us not so long ago, and I think, again, we talked about when the temperature gets hot versus how do you move the needle and get it back to being calm again, and that was a bit of a growth moment. You look at the World Cup, I felt that we, in those moments, it got to us for some reason, and I could look at 100 reasons why, but regardless, we put attention on, you know, the bounce back of that moment and not letting it rock us, and I thought the group, inexperienced and experienced, handled it really, really well.
And just one other quick one, Sydney, over the last 5 days, which she's done for someone who'd only played one international game, particularly tonight, like she seemed to be at the heart of everything defensively,
yeah,
but then you'd look and she'd be galloping forward.
Yes.
What she does for this new formation?
Well, first of all, she's got legs. I've never seen anybody run as quick or as long as Sydney can run. I think, you know, she is a bit fearless, and I like that. I think all the young players that were in today, you got Sydney, not in her first year of pro, Olivia Smith, showed what Olivia does and arguably should have come on earlier. Simi, you know, these are all young players that need this experience, because ultimately in, I don't know how many months it is, I haven't even thought that far, but we haven't got that long. And I think the fearlessness of that blended with some really good experienced players, however old they are, I think is a great recipe to keep this team hungry and keep pushing.
I'll be back.
Hi. So I want to ask you, what is it that you saw in your team tonight that gives you that much more joy and hope going forward with this team being able to build back to the point that you were at before?
Yeah, I think firstly character. You know, if I don't have that, if we don't have that, we've lost the heart of this team. So I think first and foremost, character to bounce back. I mean, this window could have gone the other way for sure off the back of a bad World Cup. But I think the second thing, we looked exciting when we do what we've talked about, playing forward, running forward, playing quicker, less touches, getting up to the ball. We look exciting. And arguably across the game, we weren't exciting the whole time. You know, there was some moments where it sort of like dipped, and then you get to see snippets of where this team can get to, and I think that is the exciting thing, because I looked down the bench, it was like I needed more than five subs, I needed 10 to get the talent that we have on the bench to come into this game, and you know, that's exciting. It's not like this is the ceiling. I think, you know, the only way hopefully is up.
Arash.
How much more of a ceiling is there with this group, though?
Yeah, I think, again, I'll talk about the young players that came in. They've got to get more and more caps and experiences. I think, yeah, like, I'll keep going back to the character first. and a tight-knit group. I think when we're tight-knit and, you know, in them moments when it goes wrong, people can go off in their own direction. And I felt today when we had that moment, we all had to face the same way and push the same direction. So, yeah, I think it's exciting. I'm not getting carried away by any means, because I think we've got some real hard work to do. And to go and get on the podium again, you've just seen it at the World Cup. It's going to be harder than it's ever been. But I trust that the hard work is in front of me. The players are wide-eyed and ready to go, and that's exciting.
There were some pretty special moments in the second half with Christine coming in. There was a rush every time Olivia kind of had the ball in her foot. Was there a moment for you personally where you had to like, kind of soak in and enjoy the moment there in that second half?
Yeah, I think the two moments that stand out, I think Olivia and Simi. You know, I think, again, as a coach, that's when you're looking sort of that way and you're thinking, where can they get to? I think in those moments when Simi, I think, could have scored a goal, and to be honest, it's a blur to me, but at that moment, in and around that moment, it felt like, you know, again, linking with a new player, like that's really, really special. And I think everybody, whether they've started or finished this game, have handled themselves like real professionals in this camp. It's not been easy. You've changed the lineup, you've changed spots, and everybody's responded really, really well.
Do you feel this team has more of an identity coming out of this window than necessarily you guys had going in?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I think, you know, I knew when I left the World Cup that, yeah, I think I needed to be brave like I was for the Olympics, bold, make some big calls, and, you know, you have reflections. If that moment wasn't going to make me better, then I don't know what was. And the minute I got out of that World Cup, I thought, right, okay, well, where does this team need to go? We need to change something. And yeah, I think we've obviously got to build and learn, and this isn't the only thing we'll do, but we look pretty good in it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, you mentioned Olivia Smith a few times. How do you feel about just her impact today and overall? Every time she steps on the field, she's pretty fearless. So how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think in the minutes she had, she made a lot happen. Olivia, when you see her, particularly in small-sided games in training, she'll hit absolute rockets. She's up to every ball. She's hungry. She just makes things happen, and I think she's got an unbelievable future. You know, we need to keep our feet on the ground and keep her working hard, and it's her first year of pro. But, yeah, I think she's outstanding. She makes things happen, and I think when you've got players like that, it makes everybody else better. And I think she came in and did exactly, said, go and play how you've been training, and she did that.
Abev, I'm just curious, you know, with the Olympics, you know, winning the gold, this is something that is yours, that you were defending. How much does that play into the mentality of, you know, we have something to defend?
Yeah, it's a great question, probably something I need to sit on. I think this team are better when they're going after something. And I think ultimately we're going after putting the wrong right of that World Cup. I think we have to be that mindset. I think the minute we're in defending a gold, you're taking a step backwards. And I think what I've seen with this group is when we're chasing something and we're out there and we're fighting and in many ways an underdog, I hate to say it, I'm sick of saying it, but ultimately we're going to go into that Olympics known off the back of a World Cup, and I think we'll come out swinging, and that's when we're at our best.
Thank you.
We'll go to Zoom. Har and Alexander, please go ahead.
Hi, Coach Bev. This is Har in Vancouver. I hope you can hear me well. Congratulations on qualifying for the Olympics. I was wondering, Christine Sinclair, has she fully committed to being part of the team for the next 10 months, next year, going into the Olympics? Will you sit down with her role? Will you have a discussion? Or what's happening with Christine and what going forward with the national team next?
Yeah, I think, you know, coming into this window, Christine told me, I want to get this team to the Olympics. Like, I'm ready. Get me in. And that's the conversation that we've had to date. I think naturally with every player after this window, we'll sit down, we'll reflect. And I think, you know, Christine is no different this window than what she's ever been. It's next game, next training session, and is the ultimate professional. So naturally, I think with everybody, we'll sit down, and I think, you know, that wider conversation no doubt will be there. But I must say, you know, for someone who's carried this team, you know, for so, so many years, and to come in and, you know, that's a difficult role to come in, and all of a sudden you've been a starter and you're a finisher and you're on home soil. She's handled herself like an absolute professional, and the true Canadian that she is, humble, respectful, and a professional. She went in, she did her job, she put her ego to the side, and got this team to the Olympics, which is what she committed to coming into this window.
So, Bev, just hopping in. Congrats on qualification and the victory. I just kind of wanted to ask about, you know, tactically, sometimes in the past we used to see in Canada, you get the lead, you sit back, and across these two legs, you guys did put an emphasis on playing on the front foot, really pushing them forward, even when, you know, trailing, defending with the ball. How important is adding that to your identity heading into the Olympics now next year?
Yeah, I think, listen, that's been the big shift. I think if we're all honest, I think turning and running at a back line is something we lacked. And I think today I said, like, we go in, this is a 0-0 game, we're going to win. We want a clean sheet. We didn't get that. However, there was no way we were coming in defending a 2-0 win. We had to go in on the front foot. We were only walking forwards. We weren't stepping backwards. And I think we're at our best when we have that mindset. And, you know, for people to turn, run forward, travel forward, is what this team needs to be, because we've got the, what I would say is the forwards have shown that, you know, wing backs joining in. I think we look more dynamic, and I think we've turned the back four of Jamaica more than we've probably turned a team in some time, and I think that's exciting.
We'll take last few questions from the floor. Go ahead.
Just a quick nuts and bolts one. The late change with Quinn, was that something in the warm-up? What happened there?
Yeah, Quinn had a bit of tightness coming in. We did an assessment in the warm-up, and Quinn being Quinn and the ultimate professional, you know, we had a conversation, and for the sake of the team, I think anybody would want to play at home in front of this crowd, but, you know, knew what we were here to do, and how we were here to get to an Olympics. And, you know, we made the call together that, you know, it wasn't one worth the risk, but two, that's a sub that we're probably going to need should that be an early sub. And so it was a collective decision.
Hi, Bev. I'm just wondering, now that you don't have to, obviously making the Olympics is number one goal, but you don't have to worry about Gold Cup qualifiers now, obviously, for the October-November window.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, going forward, what are you looking forward to for those two windows? Is something in the works?
Yeah.
What are the plans now that you're kind of free of that Gold Cup?
Yeah, I think there's some exciting plans in the works for sure that will help us on our road to the Olympics. We're just firming them up, and, you know, we'll communicate them as soon as we can. But really now it's about very clear. Now we know we'll be in Paris in 2024, and everything we do between now and then will be to make sure we turn up ready, and that's getting experience, getting caps, trying things. I think, you know, it is going to be a journey a little bit like it was going into the last. It feels very much a bit like a sprint again. And it's exciting. I think we can't wait to get to work. And it very much has felt like we've come into camp and we've just got to work. And I think it's got the best out of us.
Awesome. That'll be it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bev. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joe.